I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Lakita Moore Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. And I am one of the hosts of this podcast, and I am joined by my husband of almost 14 years, the other host of this podcast. Tell him who you are.
What's happening, family? I'm Marcus Tanksley, also known as, That Chick Tank. I'm exhausted. Also known as Marcus ain't on the gram, also known as Tank, also known as that dude that called me Heifer.
Oh, yes. Yes, that is my husband, and this is our podcast that we've been doing for 5 years, 6 years, something like that. And it is a podcast where we do whatever the heck we want to do. We talk about whatever the heck we want to talk about, and sometimes it causes an argument. Sometimes we get an argument before the podcast starts. We didn't, but there was one that felt like it was brewing. Don't know why, but we made it through the storm. Why are you just looking at me like that?
I'm letting you talk.
I paused so you could jump in. Do it.
Anyway, I lost my train of thought, to be honest with you.
Mark is over here exhausted.
I'm exhausted, y'all.
But we still going to give you a good show because that's what we got to do. We ended up, it would have been nice for us to have shot it on yesterday, but we had to shoot The Bald and the Beautiful in preparation for Kev and Melissa going out of town for Kev's birthday. Then Marcus is not on swing shift, so y'all don't get daytime Marcus. So you get nighttime tired Marcus.
Hold on. This ain't regular nighttime tired Marcus. This is Marcus that decided to do a small project for his wife because she wanted to see something specific for the house.
Okay.
But it could have waited.
You could have said no.
You had been asking me to do that, and you was like, "You think you could just do it?" And I was like, "Yes." And that put me in the bed at like 12 o'clock. Yes, I get up at like 4:20 a.m.
I don't know how this is getting blamed on me.
That's why I'm exhausted. This ain't Marcus been at work all day. This is Marcus got 3.5 hours of sleep, drove 96 miles.
Amount of sleep as you.
Drove 96 miles to get my last vaccine shot and then drove another 38 miles just to get home. I'm exhausted. And that's after driving 80 some miles to get to work.
Marcus, I didn't say you were exhausted. You weren't exhausted.
All right, but I had the same amount of sleep, but you ain't did.
I didn't say I did. I just said I had the same amount of sleep as you.
All right, I feel like you were comparing
your
exhaustion.
You came
my exhaustion
out of the blocks
yours.
Trying to blame your exhaustion on me.
I am, low key.
That's what I just said. Yeah. I was like, how am I getting blamed? Y'all see this?
Because you wanted that done. That didn't have to get done last night.
And you could have said no.
You asked me like 4 or 5 times if I was going to do that. That means you wanted it done.
Because you had agreed that you were going to do it earlier in the day. Earlier when I said, hey, let me tell you what I can't tell you. Ugh! There's a project that we're trying to get done in this house, right? And it's something that we had said we were going to try when he was off work, but it didn't work because there's just so much that needs to be done in this house, right? So we are about to have a contractor come in and do some work, and this thing has to be done first. So we both needed to see, right, both of us needed to see how this was actually going to work. So we had agreed on Sunday that we would test out this one area. And so being that the contract is supposed to be coming this week, I was like, hey, you wanna try? And it was supposed to have been both of us. And when I came up there to try to help you, you told me no.
Yeah.
So it might have been faster.
No, it wasn't going to be faster.
Okay, well, see. Anyway.
How is it going to be faster?
You just said no. I said anyway. What? Why are you getting on me?
No, I'm just asking, why do you think you said no? Okay, as if that was the wrong answer. Like,
no, I'm saying okay. There's no point in me arguing with you about it.
Anyway, 3.5 hours of sleep. About 4 hours of driving, trying to stay awake. Vaccine shot. There's no telling what that's doing to me right now. Yeah, I'm a little out of it.
Okay. So.
That explains. I'm just explaining what's going on with me. So, this podcast, like I said, we talk about in and everything. Sometimes we argue. Most times we don't. But a lot of times we do. We talk to our immediate family. They are watching this right now. They are watching me in all my glorious shortness and attitude that may be coming off. My exhaustion. They are the immediate family. That's our Patreon. They pay a low of $5 a month to see us, to be a part of this, to watch this live, to get all the stuff and all the shit that gets edited out.
We want to thank them for watching us. Our Patreon is dope. We call them our angel wings. We call them tanks riders. They are the business. If you would like to be a part of it, you can go to www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. And you can see sometimes when me and Marcus aren't arguing. Gotta catch it.
Whatever.
Then I can't do my own thing over here. I can't do my own.
Yeah, you can do your own.
Also, we want to thank our sponsors, Bulldog Online, Monk Pack, and Ritual. Our sponsors help make this podcast happen. So we look forward to tell you about them a little bit later. So we start each of our podcasts off with a segment. Either we do Tanksley Pride or In My Feelings. I'm feeling like doing In My Feelings. How about you? Which one are you feeling?
Whichever you want to do.
In My Feelings. So what's got me in my feelings, okay, today.
What's happening, new Patreon in the house?
Sorry. Is my equipment not working. For those of you all who are watching this on YouTube, you'll notice that our images don't look that pristine.
No, we ain't got the background.
The only reason why we had it up before is because our background, our images don't look as pristine if you're watching this. That is because either a cord or my very expensive camera is not working properly.
Hopefully it's a cord.
I have not had this camera for even a year yet.
That thing was expensive.
And for it not to be working the way I need it to work, I am pissed off. So I'm trying to trudge through. And what's also frustrating is because when we tell our Patreon what time it's supposed to start, I like to start on time, right? So I come down here, I plug in stuff, and it's not working, which then pushes time back even further. And it's pushing time back. And I would prefer to give everybody a better show visually. But then I also am like, I can't have these people waiting much longer. So it burns my biscuits. And I feel like that is like the plight of That Chick Angel TV.
Yeah, the podcast we do regularly have technical difficulties.
Not just this podcast, though, is where I be having technical difficulties when I'm editing.
Uploading, yeah.
Everything. My editing software.
This thing shouldn't be doing nothing wrong.
It's so.
Because that was the price of a good quality hoopty.
What you talking about?
This dang computer.
I was about to say, you got to tell them what you looking at. I'm like, they can't see what you're looking at.
The computer I got her last year for her birthday.
So I'm just,
The good quality hoopty. That's one that run. You ain't got to worry about nothing.
So I just get so mad.
I thought you was going to take the camera to...
I will. I'm going to take it to him on Friday. So irritated. I'm going to also tell you something else that's got me pissed off before we get to what's got me feeling good. Trying to find a nanny is like, I don't know why it's so difficult. I know I have a lot of kids. He's got a lot of kids.
We got a lot of kids.
Okay. So in the situation, so this is how I be trying to do it. This is how I try to do my nanny situation, because my current nanny is, she'll no longer be working for us as of Friday because she's going back into the regular workforce. I pay for a minimum amount of hours every week. So regardless of whether or not I use you those hours, you're going to get paid those hours. I might go over those hours, but you get paid the overage, right? So, and for the most part, I try to tell you what days I'm going to need you for in the week. Might not know the
events.
Might not know what was not. It's like the week, like the weekend. I try to, or sometimes it'd be the day before, but you can always say, I'll be like, hey, are you available? Da, 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 da. But if I know my schedule, I tell you my schedule. And so it's worked out pretty okay with our current nanny, other than she's not really available on weekends. That's why y'all be getting Mar doing the Bald and Beautiful. So I'm trying to find the same situation of trying to guarantee. We've even agreed to go up on our hours. Before it was 15. Now we're agreeing to do 20. People want to charge out the booty.
Yeah.
I thought I had a nanny after we, listen, I had to let go of other people that I pay so I could put this money towards the nanny. Thought we had one. We tested her out this weekend. She was great. Little Chatty Cathy.
Chose another family.
She chose, her car had recently broke down.
She could have hit me up. What's wrong with your car?
So she chose to go with a family that lived closer to her because she was going to have to ride the bus to get to us. Okay?
Yep. Oh, go ahead.
So I was like, oh, I'm already rearranging, hoping that she's going to work for us. So then I just had another interview with someone before this. But I can already tell she about to charge too much.
Oh, yeah. Once you start bragging on your previous jobs and how much they paid you, not actual dollar amount, but talking about people tipping and stuff. And
no, everything. She gave me a dollar amount for somebody but right after you left. She was like, there was one woman, some actress, paid me $60.
That was a mistake, you made.
$60 an hour.
You should have never said you was an actress.
Listen, I told her I'm not that type of actress. Just to speak Spanish to her children. And I said, oh, well, she's blessed with a lot of money.
One commercial on the radio and you are an actress. They don't be caring. They hear that like, oh, okay, you one of them people that buy everything flat out and just throw money out your window all the way down.
Listen, Shay, if you were here, Shay, I'd be like, come on, get these 20 hours. Listen, come get these 20 hours a week. So...
And like we got four kids. I think somebody's talking about 10 or something like that. We got four kids. Three of the four are extremely easy, pretty self-sufficient.
It's really the one.
It's really just one child you're watching. Like these other three, Marcus, he's pretty much a teenager. He's just doing his own thing. The twins, they're going to fight, argue, and cry every now and then, but they don't do nothing, cause no trouble. They don't need nothing. They know how to fix their own snacks. If they don't, Marcus fixes it for them. Only one you got to worry about is the slumlord.
The slumlord is the only one.
That's what we should. We should just hire somebody to watch them all. to have a warm body here.
They got to watch the twins too. Like we can't just. So that's got me in my feelings because it should not be this hard. But I do remember my friend, now that I didn't have to bring up my pay rate, I do believe I'm within the realm of this one nanny site. Because the only reason why I won't do a nanny, I haven't been wanting to do a nanny agency, is because they charge so much. Because you're paying the nanny in the agency. You're paying the agency because they did all the vetting. Yeah. They know that the person that they're getting you with is safe, yada, yada, yada. And then on top of that, they're going to make sure their nannies get top dollar. But I'm just like, What? Like, what do you think I'm doing out here in the world? It's got me so pissed off. Yeah.
That's what you do, like what I did when I had that Audi and I found that mechanic. They said they wanted to charge me X amount of dollars. I just drove around. I was like, it's all right. I just drove around back and walked up in the garage and be like, who lives near me?
I'm really.
You're like, you want to make some money on the side? Yeah. All right, here we go. Found me an Audi mechanic.
I know I need to relax, and I will. I'm going to do some yoga with Bulldog Yoga and relax my whole entire mind, body, and soul. And Bulldog Yoga is a sponsor of this podcast, but I want you to know that they're called Bulldog Online. I'm only using the word yoga so you'll know what service they offer. So for us, and especially Marcus, we are about to try to get back.
Oh, stiff.
We got to get back in shape. Marcus has not been able to work out like the type it's of workouts. It's been a year. Yeah. Oh, I know.
Y'all, it's been a year. We'll tell you about that in a second.
The type of workouts he's used to being able to do, lifting heavy.
Strenuous circuits.
Yeah, really high cardiovascular. It's not something that he can jump into anytime mm-hmm. soon because of his back injury. It's an injury. So one of the things that he has been able to do in order for his body not to completely fall to apart is yoga. And that is why we so love this sponsor, Bulldog Yoga, because they make yoga fun. It's not something that has to be intimidating because I know, like, if you've ever done like Bikram yoga, that stuff is so intimidating. They don't let you talk. You just breathing all loud. Everybody's sweating and stinking. You're not going to get this with Bulldog Online. You're going to get classes that are fit for whatever level you are. You're going to get classes to the length that you need. You might not have a whole hour to dedicate to doing yoga. You might only have 15, 12 minutes. Well, you can take a class online. You can also do their on-demand classes so that you're getting a chance to try so many different things. Also, this for all levels. They have beginners and children's classes as well as the heart pumping. You about to be working out, doing yoga.
And you ain't got to be worried if you ain't there because I ain't there.
You ain't there. To sit there and look at him and him feel embarrassed at all. Bulldog Online classes are easy to follow and set great playlists meant to motivate and keep you and your family smiling through the movement. And that's the other thing I really like is because this is something that you can do with your family. And our four boys, even Amar, they all love yoga. All the boys have their own yoga mat. Mm-hmm. That is how much they truly love yoga and meditation. So this is what we want you to do. Oh, sorry. I should have been given also a personal endorsement. The classes. I've given like a generic overview, but specifically about Bulldog Yoga that I like is that they their teachers are really good at giving cues. So like you're in a pose. And the way they give cues is that you're able to do your own like physical check of, okay, is my neck in line with my back? Am I holding in my core? That's something that a lot of people don't realize that when they are working out by themselves, that sometimes if you're not like used to doing it, doing a mental check to make sure that you're in the right posture so that you don't harm yourself, so that you're getting the best stretch, you're getting the best workout. I know with their classes, their teachers give great cues so that you're constantly working on better posture, better poses, and really able to like relax into the poses and get the best workout you can while you're working out. So this is what we want you to do. Try your first 30 days for free at bulldogonline.com. That's bulldogonline.com. Use the code ARGUE for additional 50% off your first paid month. Again, that's bulldogonline.com. Coupon code ARGUE. Thank you, Bulldog Online, for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you, Bulldog.
So my husband is going to shut these kids out, but I know Amar is going to come right on back in here. As soon as he heard that, Amar is about to be walking back in here, our third co-host. So, what's got me feeling good, and then you could do, so you could be thinking of yours specifically. So
I
that,
got everything together.
Okay, good. You acted like people
I
are used to.
I always have mine together, girl. I'll be giving specifics.
A specifics, yeah.
Specificities.
You already know. Marcus, what's got you feeling good?
Specificity.
You know everything.
Everything,
you know,
girl.
You know life.
Too blessed to be stressed.
I'd be like, sir, if you don't quit with these vague answers. What's got me feeling good is that I know some of you all are both. Some of you all are stage crew as well as Tank's Riders Angel Wings. Well, today during Here's the Thing, people lost their mind. They got a hold of my Cash App, which I did not give, but people remembered it from Zooming with the homies. And you all blessed me and my husband in a very unexpected and mighty way. I didn't even, let me show you real quick so you can see. We greatly.
Yeah, y'all ridiculous. Y'all are absolutely ridiculous.
I said, I just turned my phone over during the podcast because I was like, And I mean, I appreciate from the people who can only give a dollar to the people who I was just like, you got a lot of disposable income. Thank you so much. I truly was speechless. I slid underneath my desk. I was just like, what is going on? And I know people are like, Is she gonna cry? Now, if y'all know me long enough, I'm not a crier. Cry. That is not how I show my appreciation. Like, know that my heart is like literally falling out of my chest. And I'm just like, I really am like, been trying to think of like what we can use this on in the house that we can show you guys. I want to make sure that like when it's used that you, that if we can go, you all did this. But they, I mean, I just can't even. Man,
I'm glad y'all sent it to us and y'all don't know my Cash App. That way I don't have to feel the pressure of returning the food I love, because I would feel responsible. Like, all right, I got to give these people 8 more sketches.
Yeah, that's what you still should do.
No, nah, that's on you.
That's what we're going to give y'all, some extra sketches up in here. That's what you're supposed to be over our Facebook sketches, ain't you?
The Facebook sketches?
Yeah, I said it like it because I can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Quit bee crumbs.
What
is
was
that
she?
Is that the right one?
Oh, girl, stop.
Stop.
I was like, what is she talking about? I'm about to.
What's up to all the new patrons? I know I said what's up to
yes,
all of y'all.
Yes, we did.
Great. We appreciate y'all tuning in to us, man.
Is like, that what's got you feeling good? What's got you feeling good?
Nah, let
that,
me get to what's got me in my feelings first. Don't touch my shoulder. I'm just playing. Y'all see me over here. I'm rotating my shoulder because last time I got my first shot, it started feeling sore, so I purposely didn't move it. And that was the complete opposite of what you're supposed to do after these vaccine shots. So it feel like I got hit in the shoulder with a baseball bat like the next day from not moving my shoulder. But what's got me in my feelings, I ain't going to stay on this topic because we hear a lot of it. And y'all know we sick and tired of hearing about it on the news and everything. But I was listening to the radio yesterday, and it was a dude on the radio. He was telling his story. He's like in the middle of his lawsuit, I think with LAPD or whoever, or the state or the city. Basically, this man stepped outside. This was like a year ago. Stepped outside, taking his garbage out. Long story short, he ended up getting arrested and pretty much beat up by the cops because one of their neighbors had a restraining order on her boyfriend. Or one of the neighbor's friends had a restraining order on her boyfriend, called the police and said, he is at this restaurant. He's not supposed to be near me. The cops showed up to that address where she was, saw this man. He was just taking his garbage out. Grabbed him. He was like, what are you doing? What, like, of course, he starts arguing with him. There was like, stop resisting and all that crap. And they have all the footage for the body cam footage. And basically, they said they could hear on the body cam footage where they're pulling up. And it was like, yeah, is that him? They was like, yeah, probably. Look at him. Jumped out, did all this stuff, beat him up, pushed his girlfriend down. Dang, she's like came out in her robe, like what's going on with his wife or whoever she was. Ended up arresting him, putting him in jail, They both had to post bail. They got split up in the middle of the night because all of this. And now he's charged with assault on an officer. And she's charged with lynching. That's what they call it when you like interrupt something or a cop or something, or like go to force a cop. They call that. They're both charged with something, and they're just, and even in the middle of this, he was like, what are you arresting me for? And the cop said, I don't know. Long story short, this dude's black. The dude that the lady called the police on is a white dude. And they still fighting this whole thing, and like they had his attorney on the radio, and he was like just explaining the whole situation and how basically in Cal, like the cops, they are dead wrong, but there's no way to fight against them because of the way the laws are written.
That is so terrible.
Like that's what's got, and the only reason it triggered it is because it's like they are, everybody's empowered by especially the last administration, the 45th crap that was running the country. And the only reason all this hit is trigger because where I got my second shot is like Karen County. And it's real, racist, but it's real, extremely conservative up there. So I'm driving and I see all these little 45, with the little two stickers on the people's trucks. And there's people, riding around with these, the big blue Lives Matter flags and stuff on the back of their trucks and all this stuff. And all these bumper stickers of this failed president. I was like, oh, I'm so glad I don't live out here. Oh, I'm so glad. But then that story that I heard that them telling like the other morning and then having to go to Karen County. That just like triggered me. And then of course this vaccine. I hope I don't get sick from this thing.
That's got you feeling some type of way.
I just don't wanna have to deal with no symptoms. Mm-hmm. I done already had it. I don't know what the symptoms. I'm good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
But what's got me feeling good, of course.
This for me.
Okay. What's got me feeling good, of course, is I'm excited about fixing this office up that we in, this house. What were you talking about? Greatly appreciate y'all blessing us, the stage crew, Angel Wings. I know it was maybe a tank rider or two in there. definitely appreciate y'all. That's definitely like.
They want to know what shot you got.
Oh, I got the Moderna, y'all. That's the one. The one side effect that I'd heard about that would be absolutely hilarious is nightmares. Like vivid, extreme nightmares. I said, if I wake up from a nightmare, I'm going to bust out laughing at myself.
You better hope you wake up from it. I think it's the issue.
No, you can't wake up out of your sleep.
No, Melissa and Jackie, they both had it. They had that.
But yeah, so what's got me feeling good is like this. As stressful as this house is right now, with all these boxes everywhere.
Everywhere.
Just... y'all know clutter stresses me out. It gives me anxiety. And that's all over the house. Every square.
Gives me anxiety too. I have so much anxiety right now. No, I'm not lying. Yeah. I do.
No, you do. Because Angel's been unpacking the kitchen, which is a big deal. But there are certain levels of clutter that Angel sometimes copes with. Not that she wants to, but a lot of times she has to muscle through it because she's so busy. And this...
I'm going to choke my husband out.
So that's the one thing. It's like being excited to come home, but then walking through the door and remembering like we still got a whole lot of stuff to do.
What symptoms do you think you might get? Like I hear that tomorrow will be the day that we know what's happening.
Yeah, probably the latter end of tomorrow. I don't think I'll wake up and feel anything.
What do you think you might get?
I don't know. I might get coach. I don't know.
What did your mom get?
Mama is basically like she had the flu. She had cold chills, body aches. And took a nap, drunk some hot tea, took a nap, and woke up fine.
Have you been flushing your system?
I haven't. I need some water.
You need some water. You probably should take some vitamins. Like some ritual to help your system out so that you'll feel better in the morning. And that's why we're so grateful to Ritual for sponsoring this podcast. Ritual. We all deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies and why, especially when it comes to something that we take every day. Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin is formulated with high-quality nutrients and bioavailable forms your body can actually use. What you won't find is sugar, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, artificial colorants. Plus, the fresh taste and delayed release capsule design makes taking your vitamin easy. I will tell you this. They are not lying. The way that these vitamins are set up, the outside coat is completely see-through. And that slowly dissolves in your system. But it allows the vitamin that's actually on the inside of it to make it down to your intestines so you can absorb all the nutrients that are packed within the vitamin. And they are right. What I could say, I actually do know a lot about vitamins, you guys.
Yeah.
The body is not prone to understanding things that are synthetic, right? Mm-hmm. So,
what's it like, 98 or 94 minerals in the body or something like that?
Right. So when synthetic stuff hits it, it automatically assumes that it's waste. That's why when you take vitamins that are just like you can grab at the grocery store or whatever, they might have all the things that they say that are in it, mm-hmm. but your body won't know how to absorb them because it doesn't know what's in there. It's like, okay, so this is waste. It's just like if your child were to eat a hair bead. That hair bead is going to come out in the poop. The body is not going to all of a sudden be like,
oh, let me absorb this.
Let me absorb this and this and this. So the fact that Ritual has made a vitamin that the body can actually understand and also made it so that the vitamin takes time or is allowed the time it needs to travel to the intestine, you're going to get a better bang for your buck. You understand me? As far as in, you're going to have more absorption of the vitamins. You're going to be able to, when your body is fueled with better fuel, meaning better food, better vitamins, your body operates at a higher level. And I'm not just talking about physically. I'm also talking about mentally. I'm talking about energy. These are things that you cannot get from some cheaply made vitamin. This is what you get when you take Ritual. Do you fear me? I am currently taking their postnatal, even though Amar is almost 2.
Amar, 27.
You're still considered postpartum until your child is 3. And also with me weaning, he's still taking nutrients from me when he nurses. So having the postnatal vitamin is helping to replace all the things that he's taken out. A multivitamin should contain key ingredients and forms your body can actually use to help fill in the gaps of your diet. No shady ingredients or extras. Ritual's delay release capsule designs deliver high quality nutrients, including vitamin D in just 2 daily pills. And now they have them available for women, men, and teens. So Ritual multivitamin are scientifically developed to help support different stages or life stages. With me being a woman, y'all know our bone density starts to diminish as we get older. So there's certain things that I need to help keep my bones strong that this old man don't need. All right. Okay. So this is what we want you to do. Get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/argue to start your Ritual today. Again, get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/argue to start your Ritual today. Thank you, Ritual, for sponsoring the podcast.
Appreciate it.
So was that the house is what's got you feeling good?
Absolutely. Ooh, that was Supreme got me in my feelings in a bad way. Y'all,
his nose Supreme was bleeding.
Because he's been probably scratching it. Like on the side.
Yeah, it was like bleeding right here.
Yeah, he done broke out in a rash. He's old.
He looks so bad, guys.
He looks awful.
He does. It hurts my heart when I see him. It does.
He still be getting excited at night, but I'm like, calm down. Sit down somewhere before you hurt yourself.
You break something. Yeah, he looks bad. Like, Callie, my Yorkie, she looked like a sewer rat there for a long time. She was losing hair. She looked
like a hairless sewer rat.
Yes, she was just losing patches of hair, which is kind of like the way he looks. And then when she was on her deathbed and she just couldn't hold up her head and she was just messing on herself, it was some of the saddest crap I had ever had to deal with. So it's definitely not like... It's sad to see this very young spry. Well, he was young, is what I mean. I mean, he was a big goofy puppy when we got him, and he's been goofy, but now he's so like an old man. Yeah. To the point, this is how old he is right now. I took the garbage out this morning. Mm-hmm. Usually, Supreme, you come in the backyard, that means, oh, you must want me to come so you can rub on me and love on me. Mm-hmm. Supreme did not get up out of that doghouse.
Yeah.
He was like, ma'am, I know. I already know. You're about your business. You go in here, do your business.
He's been like it lately in the morning. Like in the mornings, he used to jump up, run out of his doghouse, come over and greet me. Now he just lays there. He'll raise his head up, look up, and lay on back there. Yeah. Like, sun ain't out yet. I ain't ready
for all that. He's like, it's not time for any of this foolishness. It is really sad to know that, like, we don't know how long he'll live or whatever, but we know that he's in his latter years because he's a bigger dog.
Yeah, he's big. Oh, I didn't think he was going to make it out of last year.
Oh, you thought he was going to be gone last year?
Earlier in the year when his joints got really bad. And I was like, I'm not about to let him suffer like this. Mm-hmm. Remember he's like yelling stuff, trying to get up?
Uh-huh.
And I said, I ain't letting him go through this. And I got him some gel tablets and some other stuff, stronger stuff for his joints. And all of that stopped. I was like, oh,
he did. He don't yelp no more. How long would you wait before getting another, like, guard dog?
I don't know. I don't know if, because that's one reason why I got Supreme, and that's why most times I get dogs. I'm like, I'm from the country. I'm like, dogs serve a purpose. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to go puppy, because I don't feel like dealing with all that again.
I know. It's a lot.
I would have
loved to have gotten Lottie at an older age, yeah, but like, she just didn't exist.
That was one reason, one of the many, many reasons I did not want Lottie. I still don't want Lottie. No shade, but I don't. I'm like, if you came to me and was like, you know what, let's give it to the family next door. I'm like, let's.
No.
I'll give our groomer, make it look real nice. Here you go.
No, I wish I could have gotten a 2-year-old dog.
I would look at getting like something a year and a half, 2 years old, trained, protective, get it used to the family and go on from there. Because I'm not in the puppy mode no more.
No, but how long is what I'm saying? How long between us having, you know, no longer having Supreme and then?
I don't know. It might be one of those things where the breeder, my breeder, if he posts the right picture, I'm like, I'm getting this dog right now.
he posts pictures of puppies.
Sometimes.
I
like Connie Corsos. That's what Supreme is. They are probably one of the absolute best breeds on the planet. I love those dogs.
I absolutely would... think you would wait some time, but I don't know. You are a little bit more of a impulse buyer of things. Not that you haven't done your research, but when you go get it, I'd be like, "What do we just happen?"
I researched Supreme I researched Connie Corsos for like 3-4 years before I got him.
Actually,
longer than that. It was before we started dating. I was already reading up on those dogs. Or a Borable.
I waited a whole Borable year before I got Lottie Dottie.
All black everything, y'all. That's only... all our dolls are black now.
After Callie died, I waited a full year. This pandemic hit, and I was like, "Give me my puppy." And she is exactly the dog I wanted. Like, perfect. She just ain't got no home training, but she's not that. I mean, she's not that frustrating of a dog. I mean, she could escape, but she hasn't. And she took great pictures. Did you see her? She was like this. I mean, she was giving us Vogue. She was giving us life. Listen.
Yeah, I despise
that. Why dog. Do you despise her?
I don't despise. I just don't like her.
Please elaborate.
Because she's a puppy and she's annoying.
Only because if she was a calm dog that just walked around.
I would probably be just fine with her. Mm-hmm. But all this jumping and running and all this stupid, like, go on somewhere.
I'm going to get her trained. I am. I'm going to send her off and get her trained.
The neighbors will get her trained when we gift her over.
We're not gifting my dog. If we gifted my dog, we gifting Halo.
You gift your ass. Exactly. You better take her with you when you go on tour.
Okay.
Like, for real.
She can't come with me on tour, Marcus. She ain't
staying. No. That wasn't part of the deal. No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I was wholeheartedly against this dog.
Okay.
And then you're going to agree to go on a comedy tour that you are retiring from and then leave me with the dog?
And you are getting to do what?
Something that you need me to do.
Oh, is that what this is?
Yeah. You damn right.
Okay. All right. Oh, he is just, I'm telling you what, my husband is a whole mess. Now, you told me that you wanted to talk about dreams.
Dreams and nightmares. Let me tell y'all something.
This is his producing.
It was, she asked me what the podcast, yesterday or the day before. I knew we wasn't going to do it yet. But I was like, actually last week, the last podcast, she was like, what were we going to talk about? I said, dreams and nightmares. Let me tell y'all why I came up with this idea. I tell y'all about mine. This will kick it off. So this was when I was working swing shift, and I'm walking around this massive facility, and it's at night. It's only like literally, I think that place is like 400 million square feet or something like that. Like total.
400 million?
Square feet. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. If you put that, like, including parking lots and stuff.
That sounds like.
Yo, it's huge. Yeah. It's a massive facility. It's something crazy. I gotta look it up. Anyway, I was walking through this massive facility that has multiple levels, multiple buildings. It's big. Everything's on an enormous scale. And it's only me. And it's like, I think four or five other dudes on the property at the time. And like one security guard that's like patrolling outside somewhere. So I'm not watching these dudes like holding their hand. They're there. I'm only there because they're working at the site. And it's part of my responsibility of what they're doing. So I'm just kind of walking around, just looking at stuff, looking at progress and stuff in this huge facility at night. You know, lights are, some of the lights are off. And it made me recall this dream that I used to have all the time. And the dream was I would be scared in the dream, but I'd always wake up like, I'm going to make this happen. I would have this dream that the Predator was hunting or chasing me. Like, yes, Predator from the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny Glover, that Predator. Mm-hmm. And like, I never could get away from it. And I had this dream so often to where, there were times in the dreams where I said, you know what? I'm going to hunt him. I'm going to turn the tides. And I tell you, every single time that fool would kill me or get close to shooting me. And this is the other thing. I can feel things in my dreams. Like, I can feel pain.
What do you mean?
Physical touch. I can feel things in my dreams. But like, I remember I was a kid, I'd be, like, riding a bike or something in my dream. And if I fell and scraped my knee on the concrete, I would feel it. It would hurt. To the point to where I would wake up in the morning and check my knee.
Marcus, why is that happening, though?
I don't know.
That's not real. That's like, and then when Freddie did this, I woke up and I was bleeding on my face.
I didn't say I was physically hurt when I woke up, but I can feel it in the, if he went like that to my face, I would feel pain right there on my cheek in my dream.
But when you wake up is what happens.
Nothing.
Okay,
I just said that.
No, but the way you were saying it at first, it sounded.
I said it when you were talking, but you wasn't listening. I said to the point to where I would wake up and look at my knee to make sure I wasn't actually hurt.
Oh, I thought you were saying you woke up and looking at your knee because you were hurt.
No.
I was listening. I just misheard you.
Anyway, the Predator would be hunting me down and causing me pain in my sleep.
I'm looking up. The Pentagon is 2 million square feet. It's bigger than the Pentagon?
Is that including?
Sorry, I had to.
Let me look it up. Maybe it's 400,000 square feet?
I'm like 400 million square feet.
It's a massive facility.
Sounds like
you can't even look up the
Google Earth.
Yeah, you can't even do that because it's so new.
I am not that lucid of a dreamer. Now, what I have a problem with dreams is peeing on myself. That whole, I feel like a lot of people be having the same type of thing. If I'm pumping gas in a dream, there's a good chance I'm peeing on myself. Sounds like, I mean, that means, yep, Angel is about to. Yeah, I just don't know the square footage. You just don't.
Because, okay, this is 617,000 square. It's bigger than this.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. You know, like the warrant. Sorry, we did. The place in Burbank where Yahoo is. Yeah. That was 1 million square foot.
I believe like, you said 400 million.
Yeah, that's right. So maybe it's 4 million square feet.
That sounds okay. I think maybe 4 million square feet. 400 million? Like, that's the whole state.
All right, 4 million square feet, y'all. Calm down. Listen. Everybody that knew I was wrong, just calm your ass down.
I was like, so Marcus is high. And
that's the shot.
You got the munchies?
Not yet.
Well, when you get them, you eat some Monk Pack. Our third and final sponsor. Excuse me, third and final sponsor of the podcast and one of our favorites. Y'all, during this move, Marcus and I were eating all types of mess we shouldn't have been eating. Chips. We were eating out all the time. Oh, but we're reeling it all the way back in because it's time. It's about to be a pretty girl summer and I don't know, a tall man hotness. I don't know what to call it. Anyways, that's what? Not, but the fact of the matter is we like to snack. We get hungry. We don't always want to have to sit down for a full meal. This is why I love Monk Pack, because it gives us that satisfying, really tasty snack without us having to take in a bunch of sugar and a bunch of calories. Monk Pack's keto nut and seed bars contain 1 gram of sugar or less, 2 to 3 grams of net carbs, and they're only 150 calories. They're great for anyone following keto lifestyle and the perfect snack for anyone trying to eat better or cut back on sugar and carbs without sacrificing the taste. That is us, okay? We're not over here doing keto, but we got to cut back. We over here eating the kids' snacks and getting we looking like a whole meal and not a snack. I definitely love, okay, this is the thing. I'm not the type of person that will eat something that tastes nasty just for the sake of eating healthy. It has to taste good. You can eat, do you eat stuff that don't, or you can do either or?
I can do either or. It don't gotta taste good for me.
That is not me. So let me tell you, when we decided to do Monk Pack, I was like, all right, now, if these don't taste good, we're going to have to cancel these ads. Let me tell you, that peanut butter dark chocolate, when that thing hit this girl's tongue, I said, okay, we got a winner. We got a winner, winner chicken dinner. And they're chewy. So you get the salt and the sweet, and they're chewy. It's the perfect combination. And yeah, they'll satisfy your sweet tooth. So if you're a person that likes to eat chocolate, but you like, I need to get my life together, this is the thing that's going to do it. And like with us now being driving more, I'm going to be taking them on the road with me, have them in my purse so that when we're flying and going from this city to this city, I'll just have my little Monk Pack, pop it in and be feeling guilt-free. There's no GMOs, no soy, no trans fats, sugar, alcohols, artificial colorants. It's gluten-free and plant-based. They taste incredible, and you're just not going to be able to beat the low sugar nutrients, all right? And you get them delivered right to the door, right to your door, so you don't have to go out to the grocery store to get them. They'll come right to you. So this is what we want you to do. Try it for yourself, and you'll see. And we have a special deal for our listeners. Get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering the code ARGUE at checkout. And Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it's backed in 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. To get started, just go to monkpack.com. That's M-U-N-K-P-A-C-K.com. and select any product. Then enter the code ARGUE at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. Monk Pack, delicious, nutritious food you can count on. And we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Now, this is the thing.
It sits right there.
Yeah, it's big. That's definitely big.
But that's all filled with building now.
Yeah, that's probably $4 million. Like you said. Well, like you corrected yourself to. Now, here is something that me and Marcus both have done. We have had... Well, no. He's done this. He's had a dream. Tell him about the dream that you had that had you feeling terrible.
Which one?
Somebody else was having a baby.
Oh, yeah. Y'all had this dream. I had a dream. I don't know when this was. A couple months ago. So I don't know who this chick was, but she was having my baby. It wasn't me. It wasn't Angel. And I woke up with the emotions of having to tell her.
But you gotta say the whole thing.
Oh, and it was a little girl.
Well, he would have died in the dream, but no. You were like, you said to the person, but we've never done anything.
Oh, yeah. It's like, we ain't never did nothing. Like, full out argument. But I was like, that's my baby.
When I tell you, he was like, babe, I had this horrible dream. Oh,
yeah. I'm like, I ain't hit that.
I was like, yeah, you should. That's how bad it should make you feel. Even the thought of it should have you tore up.
You make me mad. That's why that's what makes me smile when I go that dream.
Yes, Shay remembers. I had a dream that I was watching a baby, a friend's baby that looked just like you.
They're the same baby. He's watching my baby.
Let me tell you who I'm not. It's one of these old school women. One of these old school women.
She bought you a Lexus helicopter.
Now I'll run it over both of you. Old school women that have class, that are able to make sure that, like, they, you know, if they've forgiven, that they can move forward by watching. You can drop them off on the weekends and he can spend time with us. So she can spend. No. You don't have to drop them off. You go, come pick him up. Keep him.
I ain't going to be standing on the front porch waiting on baby to... Your daddy's in there. Bye.
No. My life is ruined. Your life is ruined. The whole family is blown to smithereens.
Tell me about the type of dreams you be having and how you be acting.
How would I do?
Angel will have a dream that she's mad at me about something and wake up mad at me.
Yep.
And spend the half the day mad.
Trying to figure out what it is. But sometimes I don't know where it came from. I'll be like... Was it a dream?
She asked me, did you do something to make me mad? Probably.
I'd be like,
it's a good chance.
I don't know if it was in the dream you did something or in real life. I don't know, but I'm just going to err on the side of let me just stay mad. Just
yeah. And she remembered 2 days later. That's what it was.
It was a dream. You didn't do nothing. I love you. I love you. That's the worst, though, when that's truly the thing. Dreams have a very lasting effect on me. And so now I think I almost purposefully don't have vivid dreams anymore. I used to.
I'm probably because my sleep schedule's all off. I don't be dreaming like that no more. I've had dreams that I died. I had one dream that I died. And it was crazy. This is I was in college. And everything that happened in the dream, the morning was going just like that.
Mm.
Like, I drowned. And when I woke up in the morning, like, it was, like, raining. It was gloomy outside. It started raining. I'm driving down the road. Somehow, going on my way to class, this massive whirlpool started and swept the car up. And I was trying to get out of the car and started sinking down into the water. And I sat there, like, everything went black. I woke up like, oh, this is awful. I woke up and it was gloomy outside. Driving in the car, I was like, it's all the same stuff is happening right now.
The last vivid dream that I can strongly remember is it was sometime well after our friend Wendell had passed away. And in the dream, he had come back to life in a way. We had went back. What it was is we kind of went back in time.
It was a weekend at Bernie style?
No. It was so we were all in a different time.
Oh.
However, everybody but Wendell knew we were in a different time, that we had already seen the future and we were back. And so time is moving forward. And I remember we were in a church and something was happening, but the time was getting ready to happen. It was about to be the same time, same day he had passed away before. And so we don't know what's going to happen. We just know that we spent more time. We got to spend time with him. And then the clock went past the time that he had been deceased. And I remember just breaking down, crying so hard in the dream. And Wendell's looking at me and he's like, what is wrong with you? And I was like, you're still here.
Mm-hmm.
Like he did not understand, but everybody else knew why. I was like, I surely didn't keep whatever secret.
Girl, calm down. Shut up. You ain't supposed to know.
I was like, you're still here. Oh my God, you're still here. And then I woke up.
Did you feel like, you know how you feel the emotion and pain of crying?
Yes.
See, I feel that. Imagine that, but being physical.
Yeah, that seems so. It seems very weird to me.
Your brain ain't strong enough.
But I remember that lingering and knowing that all of that was a lot. That's also the worst.
Oh yeah.
When something amazing happens in the dream.
Yeah, and you wake up to regular old. Oh.
When you just like, oh, I booked this job in my dream.
Yeah, that's awful.
And you wake up and you still unemployed.
You know, slam like, your head into a wall. Go back to sleep.
I'd be so mad. I'd be like, ugh. Dream Angel is so dope. Dream Angel's body is amazing. That's what I do know. Dream Angel ain't never not had a flat stomach. What you say? That's what it is.
I don't see my body in dreams.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
You're that fit. That you don't even get to see your body. How you know you didn't hit your knee?
I'm saying I don't feel like I see myself how I see you right now, but it ain't like nothing that I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You probably have there.
Have you ever flown in your dream?
Like as a person,
like fly? Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
That's a crazy feeling.
When I meditate, I fly.
Yeah, it's a psychedelic drug.
When I meditate...
That's that liquid drug, whatever that is.
When I meditate, a bald-headed version of me in white flies.
Hmm.
There's a couple of different versions of myself that be in my meditations. And then me through the ages.
You sound like, I don't know, it's a couple of different versions of that. Tell I was going to say Denzel Washington in what's that movie? Book of Eli.
Oh. I was like, what are you talking about? Yeah. A bald-headed version of me just flying through. In very much so bird-like. Like, this. I don't think this bald-head version of myself and these things can talk.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it kind of helps get me from wherever I am in my meditation to the next place I'm going in my meditation. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I ever told y'all this because I used to meditate a lot, mainly in undergrad. I have not done it as much as I used to do it then. In all of my meditations, well, not all of them, anytime one of the children that I birthed, it would only be one, would show up, they would have no face. So just imagine like just skin kind of, but not in a weird, creepy way. It would be a creepy way if it was a real reality. Like if they made this into a movie, it would be like,
yeah. What movie is that?
So isn't it, there's a movie that, but the child would always have sandy hair, like a Mars color hair.
Oh, well, who was it? Amar? Marcus's hair was that color.
Marcus's and Amar's.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lighter complexioned child. I always thought it was a girl because the hair was longer. So it was probably more like Psy, actually. The hair was a little bit longer. So I always thought, oh, this is my daughter. Hey. But the thing didn't have no face, so we couldn't talk to you.
I haven't flown in a dream in a long time. But when I did used to fly, I'd always be close to the ground. So it felt extremely real.
Oh, yeah.
And every now and then you do the whole, like, fly over the cliff, like it's fast, fast, and then slow down because everything's so much bigger.
Uh-huh.
Or it feel like it's slow down.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, flying in dreams, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. But, yeah, I don't really be having the vivids no more, and I'm not mad about it.
I can't fight in my dreams.
You better hope that's not a reality.
Like, every time, like, even if I'm, like, chasing somebody to, like, do something, it's like, I can't fight. It's weird.
Yeah.
No.
Well, what do y'all be dreaming about? Y'all be dreaming about heaven, hell? Do y'all be seeing dead people in your dreams or people were deceased? Are they alive in your dreams?
I had a dream series one night. It was like so many different segments, and it was all about zombies and stuff. It was crazy. This is back when I think I was in middle school or something like that. And I was telling my friend Jay about it. Like it happened like 3 nights in a row. I was like, dude, so this time.
I know you sometimes holler out in your dreams. You sometimes have like a, where you say I be talking in my sleep, you literally whatever. Like, it'll be like a quick plop type of thing. And I'll be like, something's going on in there. Amar does that too.
Amar.
Amar laughs.
The other day, he was sitting there laying there asleep. The other night, and it scared the hell out of me. Ah! Because that's what he said to him. And he said it so loud. We got to get up out for y'all because our computer's about to die.
You guys, we hope you enjoyed this kickback podcast that started off with a very strong argument. But ended in us dreaming about dead people and not being able to fight. Let us know in the comments of wherever you're watching this or listening. What you dream about? Check out our sponsors, Bulldog Online, Monk Pack, and Ritual. Make sure you use our promo code to let our sponsors know that you're trying out their stuff because you heard about them. Yeah. Okay, you can join our Patreon for the low. I'm actually about to edit together a abridged house tour for my Patreon. It's an exclusive for them. So if you want to be able to see, you want to be a little nosy, join. I think I probably won't drop it until May though, because I got to edit it. So anyways, guys, y'all be praying for us. We'll be praying for you. Absolutely. Thank you so much for watching. You guys be blessed.
Y'all be okay? Good, fam.
Bye.
Your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.